unionist unity?
Well, the phrase, I used that phrase in the context that commentators and others were suggesting that we've had so many joint events over the past week and joint statements that there was that perception out there. I mean, I just take the point, the main thrust of the speech was warning that we do not want to get a politics of just entrenched views, and the only thing that will interest people in is getting the sectarian head count out. When it's been rightly pointed out in your discussion that I was listening into, there's a multitude of issues in North Belfast and in many of our towns and inner city areas that we need to be really tackling. And Mike sent out that message in his leader speech last week at the party conference. And I was making clearly the point that it is not healthy for our politics if we go down that road.
But, I mean, when you did talk about sleepwalking into unionist unity, it seemed to imply that you thought that joint participation in that dinner, joint participation in these events was a mistake.
Well, certainly the problem you have is the perception that it builds up in the public, and commentators and journalists like yourself, Mark, is that it's that we are heading that way, and that's something that the party, and if you listen to Mike's speech at the party conference, was clearly setting out a very different agenda, and I was just nailing that perception that we're not going down that road. This is not where the party. Mike set out a clear vision the week before, and I was saying warning of the dangers of that perception getting out there or getting legs, as it were.
Well, I mean, there is a clear tension, is there not, within Ulster Unionist ranks between those. I can think of the likes of maybe Tom Elliott, Danny Kennedy, who might be a little bit more happy about unionist cooperation. Peter Robinson suggested counsel for the union than yourselves.
Well, there's that tension in some people, but I've never actually heard many people coming out at the party, at party level, and truly pushing that agenda, and it's been firmly, you've only looked back to earlier this year when Tom was still leader, and with David McNary and the eventual consequences of where that ended up.
But you do say in your speech that shared commemorations, shared press releases, shared events, shared statements have built up the unfortunate impression that the unionist unity train has left the station. Now, if that's not a criticism of the decisions made by your leader, what is?
A criticism of the perception that all of those things is created in the public mind. It's a criticism that we appear to be